So, you have a movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do.
Amazing. Movie number 4. What are we gonna do to keep things fresh?
Well, that's a good question, because at this point in massively popular franchises, movies risk drifting into this kind of self-plagiarism, you know, where they're going through a checklist of moments that people come to expect and the characters become parodies of themselves.
Right. So how do we avoid that?
Oh, I have no idea.
Oh, fair enough.
So we're gonna go all in on Jack Sparrow, right? And there's a magical thing going on. Some pirates are undead.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah, there's a ton of sword fights that aren't based in physics at all. There's a young couple that fall in love.
Sounds like a pirates movie to me.
Yeah.
So what exactly happens in this thing?
Well, we're gonna meet up with Jack, right? And he's trying to save Gibbs by pretending to be this judge.
Oh, he is.
Yeah, but he's still got his eyeliner and his gold teeth, so it's very funny.
So not only does nobody realize that he's not this judge, but they also don't notice his extremely piratey features.
Somehow they don't, but eventually they're gonna get caught because their getaway driver had accepted a bribe, so he drives them into custody.
If they knew there was a getaway driver and they knew who he was, why didn't they just stop them at the courthouse?
Unclear. So then Jack has to meet King George, and he's upset because there are reports that the Spanish know where the Fountain of Youth is.
Oh yeah, Jack was looking for that at the end of the last movie, wasn't he?
He was, and he came really close to finding it, but then he gave up.
Oh.
So King George wants Jack to guide a ship that's led by Captain Barbosa, who's working for him now and missing a leg.
He's from the other movies.
He sure is, sir, but then Jack does that thing where he does a bunch of wacky stuff and escapes.
He wasn't chained up.
He was, but the chains were making too much noise, so the king had them removed.
Okay, yeah, alright, whatever.
Anyway, so then Jack's gonna go to this place where somebody's pretending to be him to recruit people for an expedition.
Right.
And it turns out it's this beautiful woman disguised as him, and he used to have a romantic thing with her.
A beautiful woman was dressed like him and interacting with people and nobody noticed?
That's what we're going with.
Wow, disguises are extremely effective in these movies, huh?
They sure are, sir. So eventually Jack's gonna find out that she's actually Blackbeard's daughter and he ends up on Blackbeard's ship.
And what's Blackbeard's deal?
Well, he's got a zombie crew and a sword that makes his ship go fast when he points it.
What's that all about?
Oh, we're well past explaining that kind of thing.
That's fair, I don't know why I asked.
So anyway, there's this prophecy, right? And it says that Blackbeard's gonna be killed by a man with one leg, so he wants to find the Fountain of Youth.
A prophecy?
Yeah, sure, a prophecy. I don't even care anymore.
Isn't the Fountain of Youth's whole thing restoring people's youth? Why would it help prevent a murder?
Well, sir, because of magic, it's also helpful for murder prevention is what I seem to have written here.
Oh, multitasking fountains are tight.
But the thing is, to get the Fountain of Youth to work, they need to get their hands on a mermaid tear.
Why would the Fountain of Youth need a mermaid tear to work?
Because I thought it'd be pretty cool to have some mermaids in the movie.
That makes sense.
Oh, and also they need these two chalices, and one person has to drink water out of one of them with a mermaid tear, and the other person has to drink water without a mermaid tear.
Okay, so that should be enough objects for them to have to find and fill up some screen time.
Exactly. So then the person that drank the mermaid tear gets all the years the other person has lived, plus any years they would have lived if they hadn't drank the thing.
So who figured these very specific things out?
Some humans a long time ago, I guess.
They just happened to be drinking water out of two chalices, one of which had a mermaid tear in it?
Sure, I don't care. So then they get their hands on this mermaid named Serena, and she has this instant connection with a missionary that Blackbeard had on his ship.
Why do they have an instant connection?
Well, they're both attractive.
Gotcha, and so they take one of her tears and they go to the fountain?
Well, they have to carry her along with them.
Why?
Because the tears have to be fresh. That's part of it.
So that means somebody attempted it with a mermaid tear that wasn't fresh and then identified that that was the problem, and word of that somehow reached these pirates.
That's what we're going with, because or else there's no reason for them to bring a mermaid along with them.
Fair enough. Man, it's super helpful for these stories that hyper-specific magic with very vague backgrounds is a thing.
Oh, you have no idea. I'm using magic to explain everything here.
Wow. Wow.
So anyway, then at a certain point, both Jack and Barbosa are trying to steal the chalices that the Spanish have, and they're gonna get captured.
Why don't the Spanish just kill them?
Unclear.
Huh.
So then Barbosa reveals he doesn't even care about the Fountain of Youth. He just wants to kill Blackbeard because he took the Black Pearl and made it tiny.
What?
Magic.
Gotcha. So wait, Barbosa doesn't really want the Fountain of Youth, and Jack doesn't really want it, but he was roped into the whole thing.
Yeah, and Blackbeard and his daughter just want it because of the prophecy, and the Spanish just wanted to destroy it in the name of religion.
And the British only want it because the Spanish want it, so none of these characters actually really want the thing that they're all racing towards here.
Yeah, no, not really.
The protagonist was kind of just dragged into somebody else's adventures, and everybody's kind of evil, so it doesn't really matter who gets there first.
That's right.
So what part of the story are people supposed to care about?
Well, there's that love story between the missionary and the mermaid.
So people are gonna care about that?
Oh, I seriously doubt it, but Jack Sparrow's in the movie, so it's gonna make money.
That's a good point.
So anyway, back to the story. Jack and Barbosa have to figure out how to to escape, right?
That's gonna be hard to do as prisoners.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, with the rope around him, Jack starts to climb up the palm tree he's tied to.
Don't the guards see him?
No, cause see, they tied them up to trees pretty far away from the camp with no one guarding them.
Oh, people in this movie are very bad at taking prisoners.
They sure are, sir. So Jack manages to get to the top of the tree.
How does he get the rope around the top branches?
Oh, we're gonna cut away for a second when he's doing that, so don't even worry about how he did that.
Oh, great!
And then since Jack Sparrow with some rope is still basically Spider-Man, he's gonna grab a tree and tie a bunch of bad guys together and escape.
Wow, wow, wow. Wow.
So then eventually everybody's gonna end up at the fountain, right? It's like some kind of big fountain party.
Ah, like the Friends intro.
Kind of. Yeah, but no, not at all.
Okay.
And so the Spanish are like, guess what? We're gonna destroy the chalices and wreck this place, because only God can grant eternal life.
Why'd they wait until now to destroy the chalices?
Dramatic effect.
Gotcha.
And then there's gonna be this big fight, and Barbossa's gonna end up stabbing Blackbeard with a poison blade, and Angelica's gonna get cut too.
Oh, very exciting.
And then that mermaid pops up with the chalices for no apparent reason, and Jack fills them up and offers them to Angelica and her dad.
Okay.
And Blackbeard's gonna selfishly drink the one with the mermaid tear, but then Jack is like, actually, I knew you'd do that, so I switched them.
Very clever.
Yeah, so then Blackbeard dies and Angelica's wound heals up.
So the fountain also heals wounds?
Yeah, it's magic, so sure, okay.
Sure, okay.
Oh, and also that missionary guy is hurt, and so that mermaid kisses him and drags him to the bottom of the ocean, which is somehow helpful.
Oh. All right.
Yeah, I'm not really attached to them either, sir, but we need a young couple in love. That's the formula.
Fair enough.
And so then Jack drops Angelica off at this deserted island with a gun and a single bullet.
Oh, and her hands are tied?
Actually, Jack is like, I'm fully aware that you got out of your restraints half an hour ago.
So how come she doesn't grab the gun and point it at him?
Unclear. So then Jack gets on a boat and leaves while she's all upset. And she doesn't make any effort to get on the boat. Isn't she kind of invincible now because of the fountain? What's going on here? Yeah, listen, sir, I just want to sideline her without killing her in case people like the character and we could bring her back.
Oh, okay. And so that's about it. What do you think? Well, it doesn't really feel like any characters have grown or changed or that any of this has had any impact on anything.
Well, yeah, that's about right.
Well, that's all right with me. We should definitely shoot this in 3D, though. That's all the rage. We could use those Avatar cameras.
Oh, sounds expensive.
Yeah, shouldn't be too expensive budget-wise, although I guess Johnny Depp is gonna cost a lot. Oh yeah, this might get out of hand.
Hey everybody, Ryan here, that's me, thanks for watching the video. And if you liked it, feel free to click the like button and the subscribe button and all, you know, buttons of that nature. You can also leave a comment down below letting me know what other movies you want to see pitches for. There are also like hundreds of other episodes on the channel that you can check out if you want. As always, check back soon for a new one. Bye.